La 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 la. We're journeying. We're on a little trip. We're traveling through the floating rubble of the void castle. We're moving through shattered remnants of a violent space event that shook everything to its foundation. And now it's just little bits of things. Little bits of every little one of my little lives. Not gone, but just sort of jumbled about space. I imagine your lives are here too. It's just that it all kind of looks the same from this place. I think. Not that I know what any of it is supposed to look like, really. I don't think. I don't know. Yet there is a little squirrel in a treetop eating something across from me on the balcony. Yeah, I'm still there now, too. The void space is behind my eyes. The little squirrel in the tree is before them. I've taken to writing out here. Maybe because I hope he will fly his way towards me and land here one of these days while I'm writing. Not like in the story, but like for real. You know? No, that's not why. It's because I like the fresh air, and the sunsets, and the sounds of the birds, and things like that little squirrel in the tallest treetop. The engines roaring below are a nuisance, but they're not so bad either. They're just from people. People aren't so bad. I don't think. No, not really. Not deep down. Even with all the things they do, they're not so bad. I've always believed that because I'm not so bad. Even with all the things I do. If no one is perfect, then we all are, right? Sorry. Sometimes it's just hard to remind myself of that. But necessary. If we want to break any kind of cycles. We are not the things we do. No matter how terrible. Any of us. We are so much more than that. We have to be. Yes, I believe that. In one reality, I'm fairly still, just sitting and typing. It probably looks fairly still to anyone who would look up and see me, and some have. But in the void space created by that black hole that is still, as we speak, eating everything up, I am journeying. Tra-la-la. On a little journey. With you. That's how simple it's become. I can't make it any more complicated right now. Everything is so complicated anyway. I want this to be simple. So badly did I want this, in fact, that I had a black hole eat everything up and rip it all to shreds, so that I wouldn't even have to deal with place, with images, I can always make up more of those if I want. Do not fear. For now, this is nice. Quiet. Still. Simple. Yet oddly enough, I do have somewhere I want to go, though, in this state of non-place we are in now. Perhaps I can have my cake and eat it, too. I think in one life, or many, or thousands, or even this one, I've been there before. But it's time to go again. To that cemetery that used to lie to the west of the castle. Now, I don't know where it is. But as we travel, stepping lightly, our feet gently stepping across floating things like bricks, or books, or marble busts, or pillows. Light as feathers with whatever gravity is doing here. I know we will reach our destination. See? Already there is a gate, just wobbling about, drifting towards us against the black velvet of the... Is it still sky, even? Stupid, it's so stupid to give it a name, even one as vast as sky. Because what it is absence. It is no thing. Yet if we float in it, can it be so? I don't know. But there is the gate to the cemetery. I'd know it anywhere. And I think you would too. The gates swing open slowly for us. Not haphazardly, as they might if just blowing in the breeze. But there is no breeze here, and the two doors swing away from each other with such synchronicity and slowness that it's as though invisible hands were pulling them open, inviting us in. A little fraction of a computer screen floats by my vision first. Just a little note I forgot to erase from when I was brainstorming what to write this week. The words read the following. I journey to the cemetery to the west of the castle, or what was once the castle, and graves float in the black hole void. When graves do that, it's a funny thing. As I read them, I see graves floating in the black hole void. Headstones, plaques, statues. Sometimes flowers, some rotten, some freshly fallen from a tree that has just blossomed the one time it will this year. But there is no year, so I am grateful the cherry blossoms will stay. Every now and then passing through our vision as we try to see the headstones. But I can't read them. It's like I'm in a dream. The words don't make sense. But then again, I don't think the words matter. If the headstones float around with no earth for the bodies to be buried underneath, do they really mean anything, anyway? They are just the remnants of a life that came and went. They are not the life that came and went. They are just a gentle whisper of a reminder saying this life happened. And sometimes there are a few words that speak to that life. But most often, The words say something to the effect of, "Goodbye. We miss you. Rest well without us. We will remember you, beloved." The absence felt in the wake of that life's end is what remains. That very no thing I was speaking of. No thing, mourners balefully cry to the winds as a thing they loved has passed. But it was not the body in the earth. It was not the headstone those words were written on. It was something they couldn't see that they loved about that person. Something behind the eyes, and not before them. I don't know if I have a point, but I saw a cemetery before my eyes this morning, in another reality. I thought about all the things I want, all the little wants, the want that goes over and over and over in my mind, in my human mind, and will not let me go. Being among the dead was an interesting thing in such a state, for they had many things. Now they had a loved one leave a sad message on a stone, which I guess some would say is the real treasure of a lifetime in itself. Sure. And I understand that. And I even want it. But even that's not quite right. I walked past a cherry blossom tree that had almost shed all of its flowers. There were so many of them, white, pink, and lovely. But it was their time. Most were almost browned and decaying with rain that must have ripped them off prematurely. Through the petals falling, and as I walked on the ones on the grass, I saw a statue of an angel in the distance. I saw him from the side, and I thought, "Oh, I must go see that headstone, for I so love angels." I walked to it, delighting in his side profile, his left wing so huge and perfect. And to my shock and horror, as I came to face it from the front, I saw that his right wing was broken in half. Perhaps not carelessly, because half of it was resting nearby, and the stone revealed within was white and clean, which tells me this happened not long ago. And however it happened, I think someone felt so bad that they gently left the wing close by, just resting on the grave, in case someone else had the means to repair it. Poor angel. With a shield, and writing on that shield in an alphabet I do not know. Stone shields cannot prevent broken wings. Back at the computer, taken out of that memory, the sun has set, and the sky is gray, and spiders spin their webs all over my balcony. I love it, especially as I write. I like to be surrounded by other creative things. I suddenly think, to he who sometimes lands here in my imagination, with his two huge black wings, crouching like a bird of prey but smiling like a friend. How would he come back to me if he had a broken wing? If he did, of course. I don't think he does. I don't know. I broke his wings once, stole them for my own. But we got past that. I'm so sorry. Back to the cosmic cemetery. Without words that I can read on the stones or bodies I can see beneath them, they are just stones. Not graves. Just stones. And I am left to wonder about the lives that have passed and gone. Did everyone do everything they wanted to in that one lifetime? Did they have the family they wanted? The career they wanted? The lover they wanted? The adventure they wanted? All in that one lifetime? Probably not. But those are little wants. They sound big, yes, but they are little if one only wants truly to live a human lifetime. Which I think is how it all started anyway. Just that one simple desire. Live a human life. Simple. And they did it. Oh, a cherry blossom again. Here, even, in the void. Precious that they were not all spaghettified in the black hole. Floating across my vision, overcrowding my vision. Yours too? What do you say? The headstones float in the vacuum of space. The cherry tree slides in and out of view, just as its flowers do too. Everything is in motion, everything is passing by like driftwood in the ocean, except for one thing. I can see it past the cherry blossoms. I can see it behind all these other graves. I can see it, unmoving, fixed. The one fixed point in all of this space. An angel with a broken wing. Stone. The statue from before. From the other world. From that cemetery. I try to gently push the cherry blossoms from my view again, away from my vision. They are blocking my view. And I'm afraid that I'll lose sight of that angel. And I do lose sight of it. But when the flowers pass by eventually, as they all do, an angel is still there. But he is not stone. Fixed point in the void, standing on the balcony, turned to stone in my memory. What do I do? The North Star doesn't go away either. It stays right where it is so that travelers can find their way, even if they lose track of everything else, even if they lose sight of any goal, even if their wants, their beliefs, their love changes, whatever else may be. The North Star is there to guide them. And it just shines up there. Nothing else. Simple. There is a feeling when you have so much love in you for someone, for something, for everything. It doesn't have to be for anything, because love is not attached to purpose. Love just is. It is a state that you are in and a verb you perform when in that state. When you have much of that love in you, your heart feels like it will just jump out of your chest and into another person. It wants to be close, so close to soul. But your own soul is already close, and so, like a leech, it wants to find another. And another. And another. And another. Your heart just keeps trying to get out. Claw its way out. No. He is out of my vision again. He is gone. I got distracted. The sun is set and it is cold out now, and I should bring the computer inside. It may rain. The birds are still calling, though, so if they are up and about, it's okay for me to be too. Drink some water. Take some deep breaths. The city of Toronto smells so beautiful on spring and summer nights, even with all those cars below. Something about the grass and the trees and the lake all the way down there to the south. At this time of night, before it is too dark, the sky is a deep bluish gray, and the street lamps are this warm, rosy kind of orange. It's a beautiful thing. There's a lot of pain here, too, like in any city. But there is a lot of good, too. It never serves to dwell too long on either, I think. But the way it looks and smells on a spring night like this, my heart could just jump out of my chest. I love it so much. There is a belief that everything you could possibly want, you already have in another reality, and because there is no such thing as time, it is all concurrent. So in conclusion, you have everything you could possibly want right now. I don't know. I don't know about that. But this moment, this one, is all there really is, for certain, anyway. And if I am quiet and calm and I breathe, I see in that void where there was before my angel with a broken wing, my beloved one who will come back again and again and again, and I will not apologize or hide or pretend or manipulate that. It is what it is. But where he was, there is now just an open door. I have been seeing it all month. First it was closed, then it was opening. Now it is open. Almost cartoonish, kind of like the one in the Twilight Zone introduction. But when it opens, there is something on the other side. Not just space, but I can't quite see what it is. I know what I have to do. It is not enough to imagine open doors. At some point, one must go through them. If I am quiet, and I am calm, and I breathe, I close my eyes. I feel Toronto's wind on my face, before my eyes, and behind my eyes. I walk through my beloved door. My fingers are on the keys, writing as I breathe, as I trust that I am through now, that I am there. And I will just be there. And when I open my eyes, I hope there will be everything I want coming to fruition. I know there will not be, of course there will not be. But we hope that's what magic and meditation and intention and connection will do. Don't we? Don't we? We go through doors because we want what's on the other side, not because we love the door so much. We want to jump out of our reality and into it. Right? Though, you know, I open my eyes, and I can't help but feel, even just for a bit, unafraid, loved, and that, even if I am that angel with a broken wing, as I suspect I am, as we are all our creations, and our creations are us, I could still fly. Hello everyone, thank you so much for joining me. This is Kristen Zaza, your writer, host, narrator, podcaster, composer, performer, etc., 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 behind On a Dark, Cold Night. Welcome. Thank you. Lots of love to you for listening. We have a new moon coming up, probably the day after this is released, if all goes well. I guess I want to keep it simple and ask you what you need. I think I needed this to just kind of be and explore these worlds. check in with them, before and behind my eyes. I hope you didn't mind joining me in that. And I hope you got to explore, too. Many, many thanks are always going out to all of my supporters on Patreon. Thank you so much for being a constant support, my dear friends. Every patron of $1 or more a month US gets access to my complete soundtrack, while every patron of $5 or more a month US gets that, a weekly bonus meditation episode, and a monthly tarot reading video uploaded every full moon. To learn more, visit patreon.com/darkcoldnight. The bonus meditations are also available through a subscription to the Sonar Plus Apple Podcast channel for $3.99 a month. Learn more by searching for On a Dark Cold Night on iTunes. And you can donate one time only without any perks by buying one or more metaphorical coffees for me at ko-fi.com/darkcoldnight. You can buy a t-shirt or hoodie at bonfire.com/on-a-dark-cold-night as well. I would love if you left me a rating or a review on iTunes, Spotify, Facebook, or wherever else you like to rate and review podcasts. And it would also be wonderful if you checked out my albums, Favorite Little Songs from On a Dark Cold Night, Volumes 1 and 2 on Spotify, or other music streamers of your choice. You can follow me on social media on Instagram at Dark Cold Night Podcast, Facebook and YouTube under pages On a Dark Cold Night, on Blue Sky and TikTok at Kristen Zaza, and on Twitter at A Dark Cold Night. Thank you so much for listening, my friends. No matter how dark things get, or how difficult things seem, please remember to balance it with the good that you can find. Please remember that the world before our eyes is not the only world. And please remember that we are all here together in this moment. And in this moment, we can find that unity and clarity. Or at least that's what I believe, very truly. Lots of love to you, my friends, and sweet dreams. La da 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 la 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 da 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 da. This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar.